Hi, this is Charizard. So I just had a guy over here today, and I'm really upset about it because he gave me a quickie. He had the most amazing cock. He felt really good. He was really passionate. He went down on me really good. I stopped him because we just had a half hour appointment. And then when he came in like he had a beautiful cock. It was curved, big curve at the tip. He felt so good. And then he came in like a minute. And he had this hugest smile on his face because he was so happy, and it pissed me off because he felt good. And I'm like, I'm so wet. I'm like just getting going. And then he fucking stopped. Like, he totally stopped. Like, it's supposed to be about our mutual pleasure. And he came and he was so happy. Like, can't wait to see you again. And I was thinking, I'm not really satisfied. Like, I didn't feel satisfied. It wasn't until after he left that I got really pissed off because I felt totally used by this guy. I don't get paid for sex. I get paid for my time, and when guys come over here, I create a mutual experience. If they're just gonna have a quickie with me, I don't want to see them again. And this is the first time in since I've been doing this that I had a quickie in like so long. This guy made it all about him. He just wanted to get off. When guys are like that, I don't come across guys like that very often. This is a very successful man, and in fact, he's been online dating, and his problem is that all these women are falling for him and they start wanting to raise his children. And I'm wondering if this is how he shows up for these women, what's wrong with women for putting up with sex like that? Are women really putting up with this kind of sex that he's giving? Like, he's a great man, he has integrity, he's solid. Like, I would have dated this guy. Except after I fucked him, I'm like, there's no way I'm even gonna fuck him. I'm not even gonna let him pay me for my time. I will never see this guy again. He was a disappointment in bed. And I'm just curious why all these women are flocking to him just because he's successful and a good man and really an integrity in his life when he sucks in bed because he comes in like a second. I went down on him, and after one stroke, we're on a blowjob. He said, "You better stop, I'm gonna come." I'm like, "What?" He goes, "It's been a while." And I'm like, I was thinking, that's no excuse. Guys, take responsibility for your erections and your erectile function. And if you come too fast, you gotta practice on yourself masturbating. Don't come see me or any other woman when you have premature ejaculation. That's just loser status. Like, that is so dissatisfying. Especially when you have a good cock. Like, if you suck in bed, women are gonna be like, "Thank God this is over." But when you have a good cock and you're passionate, like, we want it to last. And when you don't, it's like, now you just wasted my time. You got me all turned on and you're gonna leave me here all horny and leave me? Like, fuck you. Fuck you. That's what I want to say to this guy. So, just because I take men for appointments doesn't mean I will see anyone. I'm choosing who I see, and I expect them to care about me. When they come to see me, they have to care about me, and if they don't, I will never see them again. So, and also I want to say to my sister, who's like, "Why don't you have a relationship? I'm so in love. The sex is so much better in a relationship." Yes, it is. So you want me to sit around and twiddle on my finger and fuck myself with my finger, waiting for Mr. Right to come along? Fuck that. I'm not waiting for Mr. Right to come along. I am taking a stand that I am the authority of my sexual expression, I am the authority of my sexual pleasure, and I am so powerful, I don't require a relationship to have good sex. But I do require a man who wants a mutual pleasurable experience. And when they make it all about them, or if they're drinkers, or they're unappealing in some way, I'm just not interested. So I just wanted to put that out there. And also, for all those people who like my ass, there it is, because I don't feel like being prim and proper today. I feel like being, you know what? I'm a sexy woman. I have a right to show it. And all you guys leaving slutty comments on my YouTube videos, I will never respect you or take you seriously. You go in the same pile as this guy who fucked me badly today, loser status. Like, real men are gonna know to talk to me respectfully, whether I dress like this or not, because you can see from my attitude that I don't put up with bullshit, and you gotta have game or you don't get me at all. And by the way, I only date guys like once every 3 months because most guys are losers. They're not worthy of me dating. I'm sorry, like, people gain weight when they're in their 40s. They gain weight. I have all these reasons that guys aren't hot enough. They don't know who they are. They gain weight. They're not good in bed. Like, if you're not really rocking your own world, you're not going to rock mine. I love that. Like, if you can't rock your own world, you're not going to rock mine. So, like, you got to think that you're amazing. And I love this little outfit. Like, a guy who read my book, I never met him. He sent me a $200 gift card over Christmas. And I like it when men buy me things and provide for me. I like that. So I bought this little outfit, which is so cute. I love it. This is to woman power and our right to be sexy if we want without anybody shaming us. I have a right to be sexy without being called a slut. And if you do, you're just not going to get my attention. You want my attention, you have to be sweet to me. And that's just how I roll.